We're continuing our series today on limiting thoughts, and we're talking about the belief that your body is the enemy. Here we go. Hi, I'm Jessica Vallant, a physical therapist and Pilates teacher, and I want to bring science-based knowledge, empathy, courage, support, love, and hopefully some fun to the journeys we have with our bodies. There is hope and strength in your body, and my goal is to help you find it. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. I am so happy, as always, to be talking with you here today. I don't have my coffee in front of me, but it's because I already finished it for today. So I am having my water. And I have to tell you, so yesterday I wasn't feeling great. I don't know if I was like exposed to, you know, just a cold or something, or just worn down. But I've been having a headache for a couple days, which isn't completely unknown to me. I've had headaches typically related to kind of hormone changes. So it wasn't super crazy that I had a headache for a couple days. And then yesterday I was just feeling really worn down, scratchy throat. We have some travel coming up and I was like, I do not want to get sick. Anyway, I like made an intentional decision in the afternoon to just start drinking so much water. I mean, I squeezed half a lemon into my water and chugged two huge glasses. I had my electrolyte drink. I had the specific tea that I love that kind of has anti-inflammatory properties in it. And I was just so much liquid, so much liquid, so much liquid. And I feel so much better today. And it just makes me ask myself why I don't do that more often. Why I don't drink more water. It's something I always am working on, and I'm really aware of it. I am really good with electrolytes and all of that. And I really think, honestly, the water thing comes down to my history with prolapse and all the bladder issues I had around that, because of how often I really was peeing all the time before my surgery. And I still pee a lot. This is probably too much information for you, but it's true. And I bet some of you can relate that I really do have this idea of, okay, I can't drink too much water because I'm about to run 2 hours of errands. And that really gets into my head. And so I start drinking all of my water really around maybe 4 o'clock when I know I'm home for the rest of the night. And that's such a bad habit because then I stay up all night going to the bathroom. So again, too much information, but I figure some of you might be able to relate. And it was just a good lesson to me to be reminded of how much better I actually feel if I just drink so much liquid during the day, and that I really need to do it in the morning more. So it's still the morning. I've moved on to my water, and I'm going to try to keep myself accountable on that. And I know another reason, actually, that I was feeling worn down, and this leads actually to what we're talking about today. So today is the third episode in our series on kind of limiting thoughts. So those thoughts that really do hold us back from making progress in whatever area we want to make progress on. I truly believe that our thoughts have so much power over our bodies and our lives. And so today we are talking about how we tend to view our body as the enemy, or we view our body as inherently against us or inherently bad. And it's kind of good timing for me because yesterday, and you all know my health history, and if you don't, you can go back and listen to one of the first couple episodes of this podcast. I go over all of it, but I have a long health history with lots of context and basically lots and lots and lots of tests, lots of unknowns, more tests, more waiting and results and surgeries. And it just feels like it's a lot of tests and a lot of unknowns and waiting. I've had a lot of that, and I'm not the best in those scenarios either. And so I had a routine mammogram last week. And anyway, I got a call yesterday, said, when would you like to schedule your follow-up? And I said, what? She said, didn't they call and tell you your results are abnormal? You need to have follow-up testing. I said, well, no, they didn't tell me, but thank you. And here we go. More unknowns, more tests. And I know so many people have been through so much worse, and fingers crossed, it is all fine. But yeah, I was kind of put in that place of, again, really? Really, again? I'd have to make another hospital trip that I didn't plan on and change all my kids' pickup routines and everything because I have to go have kind of this emergency test done again. And gosh, it's so easy in those times to feel like to look down at your body and say, what are you doing? What's up? Can't you get with the program, please? And so it leads me to what we're talking about today, which is exactly that, because that is what that is. It's a limiting thought, that limiting thought that our bodies are against us and that our bodies are the enemy. And I hear it over and over again, and it's something I work on constantly. And so I really want to dive in to this really important topic today. So first, we're actually going to go back and look at a little history of where this idea came from, okay? Because I think we just accept it as normal. And it's really interesting if you go back and understand that this idea of our minds and bodies being two separate entities, that has a really big place in history, in philosophy, and in religion, okay? It's called mind-body dualism, and I'm not going to get into all of the details whatsoever, but it'll probably sound familiar to you because it's what we have all grown up kind of either being told or just believing as an abstract idea, like it's just kind of understood in the background, that our bodies and our minds are separate things, separate beings. And you can see it, if you really start to look, you can see it all over the place with philosophy and with religion. And again, just how we even talk to ourselves, right? That we believe that whole idea of the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder, that's kind of mind-body, because typically, right, don't we kind of visualize one as the devil, probably our body and what it wants and what we think we want in life, and then kind of our mind is the other side saying, oh no, we have to ignore that. So that's one thing that we think, oh, my thoughts are completely different from maybe what my body wants. So that's just something ingrained in us. We see it in culture all the time. Also the idea that the mind can transcend the body, that it might have control over it, or that we need to take our emotions and have them separate from what we feel. The idea of the brain and then the gut, right? Do we go with the brain, or do we go with the gut, or do we go with the heart? All of those things. Again, it's called mind-body dualism, and it is a very common theme in life. I mean, for thousands of years, it has really been ingrained in people that our bodies and our minds are separate things. And then on top of that, okay, on top of that, there's another layer that has told us that our bodies are the things that are bad and our minds are the things that are good. And I just want you to sit with that for a second, because I think you might find a little kernel of truth in that. I know I do, with some of the experiences that I have had in my life. I have absolutely clearly been told in some places that my body is the bad thing. My body makes bad choices. Don't trust it. The body is not to be trusted. Use your mind, use logic, use sound reason instead, okay? And again, I'll let you put your own experience on top of that thought, but I bet it's familiar to a lot of us, okay? Again, that idea that our body is the bad thing and our mind is the thing to be trusted. Trust your mind, trust your thoughts, trust your decisions. Don't listen to what your body wants. Don't listen to what your heart might want. Don't even listen to your emotions. Listen to your mind. And that is told to us over and over and over again in lots of different ways. Like I said, this is really culturally, philosophically, religiously, all over the place that we're told this. And so it's important to understand that, because we need to kind of know that we are already starting this process, which we're going to talk about, the important process of connecting mind to body, to understanding you are one being and every part of you has equal importance. We're already starting that journey a step behind because of what we're kind of told from the moment we're born, that they are separate and that one is bad and one is good. So already, just accept that this is going to take a little bit of work, but also it is vitally important for us to continue moving forward. We need to start to understand this concept that we are one, okay? We are one being, and there are some great, great resources out there to help you with that, and I'm going to list some below. One person that has helped me a lot in this area is Dr. Hillary McBride. She is amazing, and you can find her on Instagram, and I'll have some of her resources below. But she talks a lot about like calling your body a she or a he, if you relate more to that. But that we need to get away from this idea of a separate it, that our body is the separate it. Our body is us. It is all mind, body, heart, and soul. It is all one place. And it might even help you, Dr. McBride talks about like calling your body a she or again, a he or whatever it is, but taking that kind of separate approach of, oh, that it, that body thing, and making sure you realize, like giving it some human qualities. Start to find a partnership with your body. So that's the very first thing is just, I just want you to start to have some awareness of that. That one, your body isn't bad. I'm going to say that again. Your body isn't bad. It is good. It was created to be good. It was created as a masterpiece. I tell you that 100% believing that you were created special in only a way you can be, and your body is a magical, magnificent part of that. It isn't an afterthought. It isn't the bad part of you. It is a important part of who you are, one of the very important pieces, one of the amazing pieces of what makes you you is your body. And we are all different, absolutely, and we were meant to be. We all have our own journeys with our bodies, but first and foremost on this path of breaking your limiting beliefs is starting to have that partnership with your body. And I can tell you the moment that this changed for me. It was about 2015. We had had our daughter. I had had one surgery for endometriosis, and we were in the middle of trying to get pregnant the second time. And it had been a long time of trying, and then testing and more testing and IVF and another surgery, and I was in the midst of all of that. And I was having pain and cramps, I mean, probably 21 or 22 days out of the month. And that's pretty defeating anyway. But then when you add on top of it, trying to track your cycle, and I was constantly trying to track my ovulation and my cycle and the IVF shots. I mean, I was completely overwhelmed, wondering what I was doing wrong, what was going on, why it wasn't working. What I wanted all the answers. And I remember very specifically being in our upstairs room. And this is a room you can actually find in some of the very, very, very first YouTube videos that I have. But I was in that upstairs room and I just had pain again. I had more cramping. And I looked down at my stomach and I said, "What is wrong with you? Like, why can't you just be like everybody else? This is so easy for everyone else. Everyone else can get pregnant. Everyone else can move and function the way they want. And why can't you? What is wrong with you? Just get on board." And I remember after that thinking, would I talk that way to a friend? Would I talk that way to my daughter? If she came to me and said she wasn't feeling good, is that how I would talk to her? Why was I talking to my body this way? My body didn't want to feel pain. My body didn't want to feel bad. And yet I had that separate mentality that my body was doing something wrong and doing it on purpose and was just being bad. So I looked down. I put my hands on my stomach. And it might have been the next day. I had to process some of these thoughts. But I looked down and I put my hands on my stomach and I said, "I am so sorry you feel this way. I'm so sorry you're hurting. What can I do to help? How can I help you? What can I do? How can I be here for you? And that moment changed a lot for me. It didn't change my pain. It didn't change the difficulty of my journey. But it changed this thought that I was fighting against my body, that it was another enemy. It really helped me understand that we were walking side by side. We were holding hands. We were going to do this together. And there were things I could do to help. And there were ways that I could listen because I wasn't listening. And there are choices I could make to actually help my body's journey along the way. And I realized I was holding myself back from when I was always thinking of my body as the enemy on this journey. What if your body wants you to succeed? What if your body is your biggest cheerleader? What if your body has important information to tell you that you haven't been hearing because you've always thought your body's bad and you should ignore it? What if your body has more to show you? What if your body and what it can do and what it can feel and the information it can give and the way it can explore the world, what if it can open up possibilities to you? And then what if in turn you can use your gentle thoughts and your heart to help encourage your body along the way as well? What if you really start to integrate the importance of all parts of you? And I absolutely know that that is a big ask. This is not an overnight solution, especially if that's a narrative you have been telling yourself over and over and over again for years, for as long as you can remember. So don't put the pressure on yourself to have to change in this moment. But just open up that possibility. Maybe the next time your body gives you some input, right? Any kind of input, whether it be pleasure, whether it be pain, whether it be fear or anxiety or excitement, anytime your body gives you some input, what if you just take a moment and pause and say, what was that? Thank you so much for telling me. And can we talk more about that? Can we dive into that for just a second? Tell me more. What are you feeling? What if you asked? And what if you explored instead of immediately going to frustration or ignoring or being upset or being defeated or being discouraged? You have to approach all this with curiosity. Again, like you would with a small child or a friend. Tell me more about that. I really want to know. And then you can start to take the next step together with your body. You start to make choices about what workout is right for you, or maybe what words you tell yourself when you look in the mirror. You start to change the narrative if you do get a test result that you don't like, or if you have to go back to the doctor for something else. You can start to change your thoughts, and it starts to feel in sync with your body. Like when you have that thought, like I did yesterday, right? My immediate response was exactly what I told you. Again, are you kidding me? Seriously? But you know what? That didn't feel right to me because I don't have that disconnect anymore. So having it in that moment, that disconnect from my brain to my body, it didn't feel right. It was a natural response, completely fine. But then when I could get past it and I could sit with just a little bit of space, I can say, you know what? We got this. I don't know what you're feeling. I don't know what's going on, but we can go back to that test together. And it's okay that you're a little bit nervous. I am too. And that's a normal response to an unknown situation, but it doesn't make me love you any less. It doesn't make me like you any less. And we're still going to go out and have a great workout today. And we're going to enjoy a long walk in the sun. And then we'll walk into that test together and we'll take whatever comes next together. And that narrative now feels connected to me. That feels solid. That feels like something I can do. It does not take away the fear. It does not take away anxiety. And it doesn't even make me be in love with this body all the time. Okay, I know that's a big ask. But what it does is it allows me to move forward with a partner. With a partner who supports me and who loves me and who will be here with me the rest of my days. So I encourage you today going forward to start to find that partnership with your body. Know that your body is for you. It's not against you. Know that it needs your help sometimes. It needs your support. It needs your love. And know that it will give that back to you if you just start to listen a little bit along the way. As always, thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for allowing me to share my journey with you. And I'm so thankful you're here for it. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me today on Meet Your Body. If you have a moment, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast as it helps us tremendously. For more resources and workouts, you can visit my website, jessicavallantpilates.com, or find me on YouTube or Instagram at jessicavallantpilates.